Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Coming up on the show, we're going to talk to a man who spent time with Cher, Pink, and Stevie Nicks. Is he crazy? Or why did he spend so much time with him? Mark Schulman will join us coming up in our next segment here on America Tonight. But right from the get-go, you know, we've talked about this all week long, of course, what's happening with Hillary Clinton and the servers and the fact that she turned over the servers and the emails and whether that's bogging her down and what ultimately is going to be the decision and will it be incredibly costly when it comes to the election, because we're starting to see in some of the polls anyway that she's sinking in the sense that, no, she's not completely tanked and cannot be elected, but there is a little bit of a chink in the armor, and it's a big one. So that suggests to me that you and people across the country, the buzz in the backyard is, what in the world are we thinking? Are we going to have another Clinton in the White House? And why are we treating this with kid gloves? And, you know, the answer to that question is, it's not really being treated with kid gloves. It's just a question of whether or not there really is any there. Or is some of it hyped up? And still the burning question is the legality of it. I was talking to a lawyer today and said, I said what I've said on this show over and over and over and over again. How can it be that you become the Secretary of State and somebody just doesn't say, this is the protocol. Here's your BlackBerry. Here's the email addresses. Boom. There's no question, because that's what we do. Turns out there have been others who have done the same thing and had their own private email and everything linked into one. And there is legal precedent that legally there is perhaps a way to dance around this. We'll talk more about Hillary Clinton. Email was flooded with it. Our mailbag flooded with your thoughts on the whole Clinton fiasco. I'll tell you, speaking of fiasco, I saw this today and, you know, it wouldn't be America Tonight if we weren't talking about the weather, right? From the get-go, we started right after Katrina, really, here in America Tonight, and talking about what happened in the aftermath. And in fact, I was going to go to New Orleans, but it was impossible, really, to get in. And it turned out better because we had so much coverage from people who were there on the ground telling us about what was going on at Lake Pontchartrain and what had happened in Mississippi. And then eventually we did go to Mississippi and to New Orleans. And that started the beginnings, really, of America Tonight, as you see it or hear it now today. And so now there's all this conversation about El Nino. And they say the waters in the Pacific are getting hotter. And then that's building up toward a strong El Nino that could rival what they're calling the intensity of the record 1997 that just crushed the globe. There was mudslides in California. Remember this? I was trying to think where I was the other day. Mudslides, I was in Texas, mudslides in California, fires in Australia, and that the hurricane outlook could perhaps put a clothespin in the Atlantic storms. According to NOAA and their predictions, because that's what they do, right? They say there is a greater than 90% chance that El Nino will continue through the Northern Hemisphere winter 2015 through 2016, and around 85% chance it's going to last into the early spring. So, I mean, it's a crazy weather pattern, phenomenon, if you will, that is became part of our culture, part of our conversation during 1997 because of the flooding that we saw in the western part of the U.S. and, of course, the drought in Indonesia. And still, I didn't realize this, El Nino is blamed not just for that, but also, would you believe it, for what we're seeing in the rising coffee prices and some of the deadly viruses that they've seen in Africa just continue to flourish. I mean, El Nino to me means chaos. That's what it means. It means that, watch out, if we're talking about El Nino, that means the wind can slow down, can reverse direction, pushes warmer water to spread all over the place. And I guess El Ninos happen every 2 to 7 years. And it varies in the intensity. The more intense, the more problems we're going to have. All right, believe it or not, Al Gore is talking about a potential presidential run in 2016. I ask you, what do you think the chances are of Al Gore? Now, Hillary is having these problems with the servers and email, and you know, what does that do to her chances? So is Gore paying attention to what's happening here? And is there really a good chance that he will jump on in? His advisors, or former advisors anyway, are confirming that, yeah, there's been this conversation. It's more than just around the poker table. The former vice president to Bill Clinton, as you know, was the Democratic presidential nominee, won the popular vote during the 2000 election to George W. Bush, but lost the election, hanging chads and all that, which I actually saw in a museum in Tampa, some of those hanging chads. But Gore is apparently really, really thinking about it. I mean, who are the primary rivals for Clinton if she stays where she is? Bernie Sanders, who jumped ahead of her in one poll anyway, in New Hampshire? And maybe there's pressure, or maybe there's conversation about who else can go in because of the fear that Clinton's email issues could get worse. And even though it doesn't look like it, what if she had to step away, basically? Then who's left? How many Democrats would back Al Gore? I mean, really, how many people would get excited on the Democratic side of things and rally around Al Gore? Not so sure about that. The ego is a mysterious thing, especially when you came so close and everything tilted on its axis over those election results in Florida. I mean, is there anyone younger that's there, Democratic-wise, that can run? Anybody? Somebody said to me today, what are they, going to the retirement homes, the Democrats, out of desperation and raiding them? And tis. That's nasty. Who? I mean, it's like, it is the race of who's going to be the oldest person to run for president, though. So isn't there anyone more exciting than Al Gore to jump into this thing? I'm just saying, nothing personal. But and the Republicans have done this too. Why do you go, I don't know, why do you go with retreads? It makes no sense to me. Something different, something exciting, something out of left field. I've said it before, for lack of a better way to describe it. All right, very psyched about our next guest. Mark Sluman is going to join us, and boy, he's got some stories and a new book out. And he has worked with some ladies that have pretty big names in the music industry. Hang with us.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, A Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All right, wake up, America, and thanks for hanging with us as we bang a drum or two, perhaps. Mark Schulman joins us now, and believe it or not, he has really hung out with some pretty cool ladies. And some others as well. I already mentioned this Pink Cher and even Stevie Nicks. He is a professional speaker and a musician. The hint was the whole drum thing. He plays drums, and what an incredible background he has. Man, I would have loved to have been a roadie for him at some point during his career. And he's got a cool new book out called Conquering Life's Stage Fright. Mark, thanks for coming on the show.
Wow, Kate. Holy moly, what an intro.
I'm serious. Oh,
Thank you.
If I could have hung with you, how fun would that be? You know, let's start from the beginning. So let's start from the beginning.
Know, we're far from dead yet, Kate. There's still plenty of time to hang.
So the drums, were you one of those kids that just that was it? You were touching, you were banging, you were moving your hands, and
that
it was just
it. I was my mom said I came out of the womb beatboxing before there was beatboxing. Maybe I invented beatboxing, I don't know.
Nice.
But as the story goes, you know, I saw this performance when I was 3 years old. It changed my life, and it was the Beatles on Ed Sullivan, and I saw Ringo, and I was just transfixed. And then I saw the screaming girls, and I said, I want that. And then, of course, my parents said, no, drums are too loud. Can't you play a nice instrument like your brother Randy? He plays violin. I ended up playing cello off and on for many years. But finally, they couldn't deny my passion. And at 9 years old, I finally got my first real drum set. At 12 years old, I played my first professional gig. And I was off to the races.
Oh, man, I love it. Okay, so of all the people that you played with, this is a tough question. It's like a question, you know, I've interviewed over 12,000 people, Mark, and people always say to me, who is the most exciting person you ever interviewed? Well, it's pretty hard to boil that down. But of all the people that you've hung out with and toured with and everything, who right now comes to mind? Who's jumping into your mind when I ask you the question about, hey, man, tell us a story?
Okay, yeah, that's that question. Because here's the thing. I really, there's so many amazing things about just about every artist that I work with. It's like comparing apples and oranges. I mean, Pink is the most top-class performer ever. She's an amazing lady. She's an amazing singer. It's been such an honor to be on stage with her because she kicks everybody's butt because she is so darn good. But, you know, being on stage with Billy Idol is amazing. I've played with Foreigner on and off for years, and the last incarnation, Foreigner in particular, we just had the best time ever. And Cher is just amazing. She's an icon. And the audiences vary so much, and the venues vary so much. And I'm at such a different point in my life that I got to say I'm really fortunate because I've had some of the most amazing experiences, had very few negative experiences, let's put it that way. And there have been such highs from every tour that it's just, I can't say enough great stuff about just about everybody. Sorry to not be so specific, but I really feel that way.
I love it. So here's the thing. From Pink to Cher to Foreigner to everybody that you've ever played with, what is it that we are so drawn to the drummer? And you see it on stage where you get your moment. I bet you've never been on stage with anybody where they didn't sort of back away and give you that moment to riff. I call it riffing. I'm sure there's another word for it, right?
That's a great word. I like that better than drum solo. You know, honestly, I mean, there have been actually a few tours where I haven't played a solo. But, you know, to answer your first question about what's special about drummers, two things are special about drummers. Rhythm is the foundation of everything. Every component of our bodies, we have rhythm, from our heartbeat to our blood flow to every bit of our chemistry. So and everything has a cycle. Everything is a rhythm. The sun, the earth, the solar system, it's all based on rhythms and cycles. So it really is the foundation of life. And drummers are an amazing community of people. And so I've done probably over 1,000 drumming events. We call them drum clinics or drum seminars. And drummers just get together. They love to use your word, to riff off of each other. And drummers tend to be very, very giving, selfless people. And I can't really even name more than two drummers I've ever met that have been anything other than completely lovely and supportive. And maybe it's just because rhythm is so foundational and people that are drawn to the drums are such sort of foundational and community-oriented people. And everything is built on the rhythm. And even if you're playing another instrument or whether you're working in business, it's all about timing. Timing is everything. Timing is everything, whether you're playing in a band, whether you're pitching a client, whether you're communicating with your lover, you know, timing is everything.
Yeah, well said. Timing is everything. I love the name of your book, Conquering Life's Stage Fright. So tell us about that, you know, the steps to being, you know, the three steps to top performance. Why did you jump into writing a book?
Well, as I said earlier, I've been doing drumming events, drum clinics, we call them in the business, although I'm not fond of that word per se. But I realized after doing many of those that people were resonating more with my stories of success and wanting to hear about how I got to where I got to, as opposed to people, you know, the drummers really like hearing about the technical stuff as well. But I found if that's what those people are resonating with and they're drummers and they're musicians, I thought, well, wait a minute, maybe I could take music, use it as a metaphor, and start communicating in other contexts. corporate world, the collegiate world. Even I've worked with a bunch of kids in detention camps. I've been on the board of directors for Create Now that mentors at-risk and high-risk kids. And everybody resonates with the stories of how somebody has created success, especially because I failed an audition miserably in the early days because of deleterious stage fright and performance anxiety. And that was an impetus for me to analyze, study, research, network, discover, and I uncovered some habits and rituals, three core concepts that I knew were the foundation of top performance. They were derived from a dear friend of mine, Dr. Jim Samuels, who's a great thinker. I derived the three concepts from concepts he had. And I wanted to scream and shout about it, but I decided to write a book about it instead. And my wife said, that's great, honey. Why don't you run it by some other performers in other areas of life, other quote-unquote top performers, just to kind of test these philosophies on them. And that was an amazing idea because I ended up interviewing nearly 50 people for my book, people in all areas of life, ranging everybody from Tony Hsieh, the CEO of Zappos, to actor Jeremy Piven, astronaut Alan Bean, the associate managing editor for Fortune magazine, a gal by the name of Lee Gallagher, who's now become a friend of mine and ended up writing the foreword to my book. And these people gave me stories and secrets and endorsements of these three core concepts. And I realized I really am onto something. And I thought, you know, everybody has had those moments where you either step up or step through in some sort of communication, whether it's giving a toast at a friend's wedding, doing a sales pitch, communicating with an associate, with your boss, getting up in front of 5,000 people to give a speech, or getting up in front of 50,000 people to play a rock and roll show. And what do we do in those moments where there's stage fright or where there's anxiety or where there's even hesitancy? So I explore a lot of different possibilities about what to do that are based on these three core concepts. And I found that it really resonates so strongly with the corporate world. I've been doing all these speaking gigs because everybody loves drums, everybody loves rock and roll, and the concepts are so sticky and so sort of content rich. And then I combine that with rhythm and interactive drumming, and I bring people on stage, and I use music as a metaphor to talk about the different components in a particular organization. Like if I'm doing a financial corporate gig, and I'm going to get four people up to demonstrate, you know, like low risk, medium high, and high risk investments, and demonstrate that with rhythm and the unity and the team building component. And so I design these programs, and it's all based on these core concepts that are really foundational for top performance. So I get so excited, I just end up standing up. I was sitting down, I'm standing up. I'm in my recording studio tonight. So,
I love it.
I'm just having a ball. But, you know, it's interesting to sort of transcend one's regular business and use that model in other businesses because it makes it interesting and fresh for other people. And
absolutely.
I look with that in mind.
Oh, and how perfect is that? And, Mark, hang on a second. We're going to come back and finish up with Mark Schulman. He's just too darn interesting to let him go. So we got to step.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over gcnlive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share. And there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at gcnlive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at gcnlive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at delicious.com.
All right, he's in our virtual green room slash his studio in California. Mark Schulman is back with us, and he's written a book called Conquering Life Stage Fright, 3 Steps to Top Performance, and we were talking about that. He said he was so excited. He was standing up in his studio performing right there. Hey, Mark, thanks for hanging through.
You're great.
All right, so I gotta ask you this. You know, I'm just thinking in my head, white wedding. You know, Billy Idol. What was Billy Idol like?
Billy's awesome. I worked with Billy on and off for like 8 years, and the first thing I ever did with him was record the song for the end title for that movie Speed. Remember Keanu Reeves?
Yes.
And Sandra Bullock. Yeah, it was the first thing I ever did, went to the studio, and then we worked together a lot. We did some recording, we did some writing, and then we did some touring as well. We did the VH1 Storytellers, and Billy's the real deal, man. He's the real deal. He's an amazing performer. You can cut his vibe with a knife. You know, he's really, really deep, and also quite a historian. I mean, first of all, he was one of the original punks, and most people don't know that. He was a singer for Generation X, which is a band that broke out of England around the same time as the Sex Pistols and The Clash. And so he's got that foundation. So he really has this rugged, tough punk foundation, but he combines that with some serious, crunchy rock and roll and a lot of sex, you know? And he's awesome. I mean, when he's on his game, he's amazing. His lyrics are really powerful. And, man, what a performer. I talk about him. You know, the thing that's cool about what I get to do when I do my speaking presentations is I get to tell stories and use all these people as metaphors for success. Because, you know, you look at these like multimillionaire, incredibly successful rock stars, and there's no accident to success. So a lot of what I draw from is I draw from my analysis of these people and, you know, talk about what I've learned from them and use them as examples. And I definitely use Billy as an example, and Pink as an example, and Cher. It's because these people are icons. You know, I've been on stage and worked with some iconic, amazing people, and I kind of pinch myself sometimes because I think, wow, I'm very, very grateful, very fortunate.
Yeah, that you can use and all that material you have. And, you know, I was thinking about this, too, the stage fright part of it. You don't have stage fright. There's no way not at this point. I think of you, Velvet Revolver, Ozfest. Are you kidding? How many people were there? It was like a small country, 200,000 plus. I mean, that was insane. That had to be wild.
That was totally insane because I had no rehearsal. my buddy Matt Storm calls me one night. He's all shaking. I said, dude, I broke my hand in a water skiing accident. I have to have a plate put in my hand. And, you know, my first thought was nausea. When you talk to another drummer, you think about, oh, my God, that is your life and your livelihood, and they got to put a plate in your hand. And then he happened to call. Literally, I'd finished 3 years of touring with Cher. It was the first farewell tour. And, you know, Eva's entitled to do as many as she wants. You know, look at Elton John. Matt happened to call me when I was off the road. It was just weird, and I happened to be able to do it. So I flew out and met the guys, and then, you know, next thing I know, we're sound checking, and talk about the loudest band I've ever played with in my life. And then next thing I know, I'm on stage with Velvet Revolver. I'm playing in front of 20,000 hard rock heavy metal fans all going, dude, you know, very different audience for me because it was a festival, so it was a lot of heavy bands, and we were co-headlining with Black Sabbath, and it was a trip, and playing with Slash and Duff and even Scott Weiland, who's kind of a interesting cat and an amazing, amazing performer. I, again, one of those experiences that I think back, and it almost seems surreal to me, but I was out with those guys for 6 weeks, and, man, Slash and Duff, particularly them, what gentlemen they are, man. They were just so incredibly cool. And this was the end of the tour for them, so I think the last thing they needed was try to, you know, work somebody else new into the band. I just did my best to just you know, be Matt, play like Matt, support the band, and rock so hard that I felt like my arms were going to break off.
I love it. That your arms are going to break off. Yeah, that's great. I love what a story. So have you seen Whiplash? That movie?
Oh, I have a very, very, as you can tell, I'm a very positive guy, and I like to try to find what I like in most things. And all I'll say about that movie is, well, I could say a lot. I'll say they totally missed the point. They missed the point completely. They missed the point of the joy.
Yeah.
It was a dramatic movie about pain and agony and bad coaching and bloody hands, and they never once even touched on the joy of playing music, the thing that motivates you to do it. They missed the point. Actually, it was a good dramatic flick, and I'll tell you something else that really got me angry about that movie. I'm sorry, I'm going to go on a little bit. When it was done, I thought the great thing about the movie was the music. They had these amazing big band arrangements. There was no credit anywhere. I am good at doing research, and I went online 15 minutes. I could not find the musicians that played on the soundtrack listed anywhere. And I was texting some of my drumming buddies, and my buddy Greg Bissonette, who's an amazing drummer, he's like, oh, yeah, it was Bernie Dressel who played drums. And Bernie's amazing. You know, how could they do that? How could they make a movie about drums with all these great arrangements and not credit the musicians and not talk about the joy? Okay, I'm done.
Now, I agree with you. I can't believe they didn't credit the musicians. Are you kidding? And especially in the movie industry, because if you sit there, they credit everyone. That's such a, for a lot of good directors, that's a big deal, and producers even. The fact that they would have messed up there, wow. Good for you that you found that out and dug around to try to figure out what was happening.
I needed to. Yeah. Because I needed to know. I think that that was the most valuable component of that movie was exposing people to all those that amazing big band music. So anyway.
Yeah, now, I agree with you.
I
agree with you. So obviously you've got all kinds of things going on: teaching, traveling, playing with different people, pickup. Yeah,
September 12th.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. So that's September 12th, right?
And this is book release. We're actually doing an all-star jam session and book release. Of course, because that's how I roll, baby. Got a bunch of my friends playing, and we're doing a Guitar Center Hollywood on September 12th. So that's going to be really fun. And I'm just busy. I'm doing a lot of corporate events and recording. I got this kid named Jack Milner George, a 16-year-old New Zealand bloke here, and I'm producing two songs for him. We're in the studio right now. We're editing vocals. Never a dull moment. And I'm just loving my family, my 5-year-old daughter, and just doing a lot of playing and no specific tour at this moment, which is very interesting for me. And I'm just loving the time to spend with my family and doing the corporate gigs and doing the book release and doing the sessions and doing the writing. So I get to shift gears a little bit because most of the times in my life, in the last 27 years, I've been on the road. So it's nice to be off the road for a little bit here.
Yeah, good for you. Well, I'm taking up the ukulele. When I get good, I'll come out and I'll jam with you.
You ought to do it. And you know what? Yeah, anytime you want a drum lesson, I'm your man.
Oh, love
I'll give you drum lessons.
Oh.
And I promise you it's going to be joyful. It won't hurt.
Oh, love it. We got to do a documentary. I love it. All right, Mark, terrific. People can pick up your book, I'm sure, at Amazon and all the regular places.
Yeah, after September 12th, it'll be available on Amazon. That's the plan, yes.
Awesome. I love it. Rock on, brother. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, Kate. You rock too, baby. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, a lot of fun. We'll see you down the road. I guarantee it. Thanks.
Absolutely.
All right, check it out again. Like Mark said, his book coming out September 12th, so pick it up on Amazon, Conquering Life, Stage Fright. I love the analogies, I mean, the metaphors especially that he said he was wrapping in, 3 steps to top performance, because think of the people that he's performed with and imagine the stories, their background. I mean, that's what it is, right? What gets a person to where they are? And you just see the highlights, the VH1, the MTV. I mean, now actually the Vines, the whatever on your, you know, on your cell phone, because we live in the 140 character world of Twitter too. And that's what you see, but you don't see the story behind the story of how the person actually got to where they are. What happened with Pink? What happened with Sheryl Crow? What happened with Foreigner and half of the people that Mark has come across and all the different cultures and that kind of thing, and just how they're human, you know? And he's just got terrific stories. And you can find out more about Mark, too, if you go to markschulman.com. Markschulman.com. And, you know, just like a lot of drummers that I've talked to and I've spoken with probably in my career, maybe a dozen, it's funny, but they all have that beat thing when they're a kid. So when they're, you know, 3, 4, 5, whatever it is, they're destined to play the drums because they have that, it's the rhythm, it's the deal, it's the, you know, the movement, something about that. And it's funny, but I saw Cher in her Dressed to Kill tour, and that was last year, so I saw Mark playing, and just a terrific drummer. But you can, if you go to the website too, he's got a bunch of stuff, what I would call a riff, but he's got some drum tracks up there, so you can actually check it out, because I guarantee some of you that heard us talking are curious now about Mark and more about his background, and then transitioning that obviously into a speaking career that he's mixed in with some other things too as well. All right, coming up on America Tonight, it's crunch time for a few people to make some decisions politically speaking. I'll tell you what, I can't help it. I just ache for a third party, right? Ever since I started this show, that's what I said. And I still am sticking by that. Hang with us. We're in your zone. Back in a second.
Hi, Peter Picard, ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking heart and body extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Of this hour of America tonight, we bring it back to, of course, politics and who's in and who's out. Now, this is a question we're going to be answering, I'm certain, for the next 5 or 6 months, and who knows, even beyond that, although I would think by January, usually that's when, okay, we're in. You're either in it or not because it gets too late and you need that PAC money, let's face it, thanks to Citizens United and the Supreme Court's decision. So this is it for Joe Biden. Is he in or not? And, you know, it's interesting. Biden and Al Gore, is that who's coming into this whole thing? But people close to Biden believe that he's going to say, yeah, because this is it. This is the last hurrah. So who cares if people think he shouldn't run? If he wants to run, he's going to run. That's how it was put to me by somebody who knew Biden pretty well. And with the problems Clinton's having, there may be this opportunity because she's in the middle of Pandora's box. Either it's going to close on her head or it's going to somehow go away again. But we have 6 months before the Iowa caucuses. So Biden has to make a decision on whether or not he's going to jump in because you got to raise money. You got to get volunteers. You got to do the things that you have to do when you're running for president. And this email scandal has opened the door for more conversations with a few other people about whether they're going to consider running or not. And I think that the party establishment on the Democratic side is worried. What happens if Clinton can't hold up? What happens if the unthinkable happens and the tsunami hits her and she is washed away? So Biden has been having meetings, even during his vacation, and he is considering it. Supposedly he's going to make a decision in September, which is interesting because the Clinton thing won't come to a head really probably until October when she testifies on the 22nd. But there are people that are really pushing him to do it. And he's talked to people that he trusts, the people who will tell him whether or not he has a real shot at it or not. And most of the polls show that he gets no more than 13% on a national scale. But if she's out of it, if Clinton's out of it, what does that mean? And then what if Gore jumps into this? This is why this is shaping up to be an intriguing election. You have the beauty pageant, the 17 on the other side with the Republicans. You have Bernie Sanders beating Clinton out in one poll in New Hampshire. We're 6 months away from the Iowa caucuses. Who knows? Who knows what happens here? It can go in so many directions. The furniture is flying around. It's like Poltergeist. If you saw the movie Poltergeist and everything was flying around, remember that? I saw that when I was a kid and I thought, wow, it was crazy to me. And I kind of like scary movies, but that movie freaked me out because everything danced around chaotically. And that's what this feels like to me, like there's chaos. And it's been described as panic. Because if she loses credibility, more and more credibility, and the Republicans get closer and they get their act together, then who are the Democrats really going to put up that's going to be able to beat whoever it is on the Republican side? So then things could become very even. We could have a horse race here. We really could. Today, when I was at a red light, I looked over and some cat was doing the vapor thing. And in my neighborhood, I noticed there's a lot of shops. You know, these vapor shops are called different. They have different names. But it's vaping, right? So it's the electronic cigarette thing. And there's something happening in that industry. The e-cigarette, I call them e-cigarettes, the electronic cigarette manufacturers are fighting to change this provision in these regulations that would pretty much wipe out all of them, like 99.9% of them. So this rule would be that the Food and Drug Administration would have authority over the products. They would be able to regulate what's happening there. And think of the products that they could ditch. Like there's, someone was telling me there's this brand V2, right? And they're the largest online retailer for e-cigarettes. 100 million in sales, that's pretty sweet, huh? But with the individual products and the FDA's regulations and the compliance cost, that's five times the company's revenue size, they'd be done. They would be done. So who gets grandfathered in? Who doesn't? I don't think the FDA has ever had so many comments on anything. They've gotten 135,000 comments on this rule. It was proposed about a year ago, and now the final regulations are overdue, and they're pushing the FDA, you know, a lot of groups are pushing the FDA to release a final rule this summer. Because I think the people in the industry want to know what they're up against. What are they going to do? There's one called Altria, for example. supporting the FDA's move to regulate e-cigarettes. And if you just picked up Altria, what do you know about the company? But let me tell you, let me peel back the onion on this with pleasure. The company owns Philip Morris USA. And so they don't care about the date. They're not worried about it. They're saying revising the date means that new tobacco products like e-cigarettes will be treated more harshly than originally regulated products such as cigarettes, and they would have that equivalent period that would be longer, blah, blah, blah. So Altria, which owns the e-cigarette companies Newmark and Green Smoke, said the goal is to develop and market nicotine products that consumers want in whatever that category might be. Of course. And then they even jump on it more. We want to provide the alternative for the types of products adult consumers want to move into that category. And, you know, what would that be? And I bet you didn't know this. Here's a wild piece of trivia on this whole vaping thing. Back to the cat that I saw in the car at the stoplight vaping. A pharmacist, Han Leek, first invented the cigarette in Beijing about 10 years ago. But it's always first to market. But who was first to market? And that's debatable. But he came up with it. So there's a huge battle over the rule. There's all kinds of battles about e-cigarettes. Even Tom Cole, congressman from Oklahoma, pushed legislation to clarify that the FDA has the legal authority to adjust the dates and timelines for tobacco products. Imagine what those lobbies are like. And it's pretty relevant. It is pretty relevant because you think of the Agriculture Appropriations Bill that's cleared the House and the Senate and would keep the FDA's Center for Tobacco Products from forcing e-cigarettes on the market to go through pre-market review processes. But that bill that's gone through the committees is kind of at a dead end overall in both chambers because it has to pass both chambers. Anyway, I thought it was fascinating because we don't, right now, this is break time. This is get your act together for everybody on the Hill because they've scattered to the wind. They're with their constituents. They're with their families. They're vacationing. They're doing whatever they're doing. They're taking a trip to Israel to talk to Benjamin Netanyahu, which we know there is two different delegations doing that to try to shoot down the Iran deal, which we'll know about that in September. Pretty interesting stuff, huh? E-cigarettes, the makers, upset about regulation, imagine that, that would pretty much douse the industry. So if you're vaping, enjoy, because it just might go away. I wonder if there's a black market for that. Any thoughts on the show? Send them to me, americatonight.net.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade.